What follows, as with haikus, is him getting up in the morning early as a doctor and going out and looking around in the streets of northern Jersey, turning his attention outside of himself. January morning, a suite. I have discovered that most of the beauties of travel are due to the strange hours we keep to see them. The domes of the Church of the Paulist Fathers in Weehawken against a smoky dawn, the heart stirred, are beautiful as St. Peter's approached after years of anticipation. So he goes out into his own town and takes note of little delicate details. And a young horse with a green bed quilt on his withers, shaking his head, bared teeth and nozzle high in the air. That's very similar to Reznikov's little details. And the worn blue car rails, like the sky, gleaming among the cobbles. And the rickety ferry boat, Arden. What an object to be called Arden among the great piers on the ever new river. The young doctor is dancing with happiness in the sparkling wind, alone at the prow of the ferry. He notices the curdy barnacles and broken ice crusts left at the slip's base by the low tide, and thinks of summer and green shell-crusted ledges among the emerald eelgrass. Work hard all your young days, and they'll find you too, some morning, staring up under your chiffonier at its warped basswood bottom, and your soul out among the little sparrows behind the shutter. So when he finally thinks of what is soul, what happens to death, there's nothing but objective activity, detail, sparrows out behind the shutter, instead of a horrific fantasy based on words that would give him a bum kick. Except the practical fantasy of there he is, flopped down in his furnished room on the rug, his head rolled under the chiffonier, a large wooden chest with drawers. Where you keep your clothes. Yes?
What's horrific?
Pardon me?
Did you say horrific?
Horrific. Horrible. Miltonic variety of horrible. Horrific. Nice word. All this was for you, old woman. I wanted to write a poem that you would understand. For what good is it to me if you can't understand it? But you gotta try hard. But... Well, you know how the young girls run giggling on Park Avenue after dark when they ought to be home in bed? Well, that's the way it is with me somehow. So there's detail and there's humor in relation to his own self. And there's a beginning of a kind of bodhisattva attitude toward hearers outside of the canon of ordinary poetry or traditional poetry. These are poems actually written for his wife, his mother, his neighbors, poems that actually can be communicated to ordinarily considered non-poetic people, because they're using words made out of the materials of ordinary conversation, and they're dealing with matters that can be apprehended by eyeball and ear and senses, so that there's common ground and common territory. And it's very clear, clean territory, because the words have all been washed clean of other associations, and the perceptions have been washed clean of ideological reference, and there's nothing but the thing itself sitting before him, the natural objects, their own adequate symbols of themselves. All things are symbols of themselves. Another Gnostic thought, or it's a Tibetan Buddhist thought. All things are symbols of themselves. Or no ideas but in things.